Iran calls for exerting pressure on Israel to join the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT. Iran's permanent representative to the International Atomic Energy Agency says the blind support of big powers for Tel Aviv has hindered efforts for free the Middle East of nuclear weapons. Kazem Ghayrbabadi says placing Israel's unregulated nuclear activities under the IAEA supervision can contribute to regional peace and security. He noted that the UN Security Council's political games have emboldened the regime to threaten regional nations with nuclear attacks. Last month, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu threatened to destroy Iran as he visited the Dimona nuclear facility. Israel is believed to be the only possessor of nuclear weapons in the Middle East, and Tel Aviv is believed to have hundreds of nuclear warheads. Now, for more on that, we are joined by Mr. Richard Silverstein, journalist and political commentator, joining us live from Seattle. Thank you very much, Mr. Silverstein, once again, for being with us on Press TV now. Do you believe that there is actually the will, enough will, in the IAEA to put pressure on Israel to join the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty, the NPT, and, of course, to accept to be controlled by the IAEA?
No, I don't think that either the IAEA or the international community has enough will and enough power to compel Israel to do that. Israel has deliberately refused to be in the NPT since it got nuclear weapons roughly around 1967. And nothing will force it to come back, come into the IAEA and into the NPT unless there's very, very heavily coordinated pressure. And the Trump administration certainly is a handmaiden of Israel, so it will never exert any kind of pressure like that. And I would note that Israel has sabotaged all efforts to create a nuclear-free zone in the Middle East. The Obama administration several years ago organized a conference, I think that was to be held in Egypt, at which there were to be discussions about creating a nuclear-free zone. And Israel sabotaged that idea very vociferously, did not want that to happen. And I think it's important to note that speech that Netanyahu made at Dimona in front of the nuclear reactor was real serious saber-rattling. He, for the first time in my recollection, my memory, an Israeli leader actually explicitly threatened to use nuclear weapons against Iran. And I don't think that was covered nearly enough in the world media. Before, Israel was pussyfooting around, and it would threaten, and it would, you know, use various terms, but it never explicitly suggested that it would use nuclear weapons on Iran, and that this really is a very ominous, perhaps, turning point.
Mr. Silverstein, it's actually interesting that you pointed that out. How serious do you believe this threat to be? Was it simple political rhetoric, or was it a serious threat?
Very good question. I think, to an extent, there's a lot of kabuki theater going on here with Israel threatening Iran, and Iran responds in kind. I think that's perhaps why the Iranians have raised this issue of joining the NPT for Israel, because it's a way of pointing out that Israel is the pariah state here in the Middle East, refusing to permit its nuclear weapons to be under international control. So there is a bit of theater here, but frankly, you know, I've been watching this kind of situation for many years, and it really sent a shiver up my spine when I read Netanyahu's speech, especially in Hebrew, because the English versions of the speech really, they did say that he threatened Iran with a nuclear attack, but they didn't really get the whole real ominous threatening tone, the swaggering threatening tone that Netanyahu used. So while I hope that it's political rhetoric, which he's been using for many years against Iran, there is that slight chance that something real could be done or made out of that threat.
Well, as you mentioned yourself, Iran's first reaction was to call on the international community and pointed out actually to the international community that Israel has nuclear weapons, it possesses nuclear warheads, and it is not being supervised by the IAEA whatsoever. There are no international supervision on Israel. But what other measures can be taken to avert this kind of threat?
Well, that's what we call the $64,000 question here in America. Very, very difficult question. There's very little leverage against Israel. Unfortunately, the United States 40 or 50 years ago allowed Israel to get nuclear weapons, and other European countries like France and South Africa and Sweden participated more to a greater or lesser extent with that. So that was when the horse could have still been locked in the barn. Now the horse is out of the barn, and as you mentioned, there may be 200 Israeli nuclear weapons. I think that we can only keep doing segments on the news like this, and hopefully writing articles and books, and making the world aware of what a great danger Israel's nuclear arsenal is, not just to the Middle East, but to the world as well.
Thank you very much, Mr. Silverstein, joining us live from Seattle, journalist, political commentator, with his take on the recent comments made by the Israeli Prime Minister.